I'm trying to be polite today because ignorant comments need to be addressed, corrected, and treated as a learning experience. So let me address the comment made this week by United States Senate Minority Republican Leader Mitch McConnell, who suffered a concussion almost 6 weeks ago from a fall, was hospitalized, and then entered rehab. He's now back at work, and I wish him well. But I can't ignore the comment he made about his concussion and recovery upon returning, when he jokingly said to reporters, "I guess I have a thick head." Senator McConnell, your comment was in poor taste, insensitive, and dismissive of the seriousness of a concussion and its potential long-term effects. Your comment perpetuates harmful attitudes and beliefs towards those who have experienced a similar injury. Making fun of a traumatic brain injury is not only insensitive and inappropriate, but it can also be hurtful and damaging to the emotional well-being of persons who have sustained any type of brain damage. It is important to show compassion and understanding towards individuals who have suffered from brain injuries and to take their recovery seriously. A concussion is a brain injury. According to the Centers for Disease Control, every 9 seconds, someone will suffer a concussion with recovery, in many cases lasting months, years, or with consequences lasting a lifetime. Brain injuries can have long-term effects on a person's cognitive, physical, and emotional health, and should never be trivialized or made light of. It is important to treat individuals who have experienced brain injuries with empathy, respect, and kindness, and to support them in their recovery journey. Instead of joking about your concussion, this should be taken as an opportunity to address the seriousness of concussions, the importance of taking proper care of individuals who sustain a concussion, and concussion prevention. Senator McConnell, not everyone is as fortunate as you were to have been evaluated at a first-class medical center for your concussion, receiving a prompt diagnosis and appropriate care. For the 5.2 million Americans living with long-term disability because of a brain injury, and the 3.5 million Americans who sustain a concussion each year, including children, victims of domestic violence, members of our military, and our elderly population, you and the senators you work with need to do more to expand benefits, education, and research to address this national health crisis. And Senator McConnell, how about joining the Congressional Brain Injury Task Force? Thanks for joining me this week, and I look forward to meeting with you again next week on a new edition of the Brain Injury Insider.